What do you do when you feel unseen? What do you do when you are putting in the work, showing up, giving everything you have, but nobody seems to notice? Nobody's clapping, nobody's calling, nobody is opening the door that you've been knocking on. And eventually, that little voice starts to creep in. Is this even working? Am I really supposed to be doing this? That's one of the hardest battles we fight, because sometimes the hardest part of building isn't the work itself. The hardest part is building when nobody's watching and there's no proof that any of your work even matters. But hear me on this, it does matter. Keep laying that brick. Welcome to the Mission Driven Podcast, the show designed to empower, educate, and encourage you to stay focused and committed to your mission. I'm your host, Dr. AC Cristales. Let's get ready to grow. Welcome back to Mission Driven. I'm Dr. AC Cristales, and this is part three of Brick by Brick. This episode is called Seen, and today we're laying down one of the most important bricks you will ever build, belief. Belief in yourself, especially when nobody else is in the room to believe in you first. I want to take you back to a conference I recently spoke at just a few weeks ago, the Texas Association of Secondary School Principals Summer Conference. I want to say my first session was pretty incredible. And even though I was speaking in the exhibit hall, the 30 chairs that were set up were completely taken. And so it was standing room only. And I knew people were listening. I knew people were engaged. And as a speaker, you feed off of that. You look at people's faces, you look at their expressions, you can tell when something connects. And so I could tell. I can tell when someone hears something that they needed to hear. And that day, well, that day, I saw people tearing up as I shared my story. And even though, again, we weren't in an exhibit hall and it was noisy, I still felt that connection. And when I was done, I remember thinking, okay, this is why I do this. This is why I speak. See, I don't speak because I want people to say, man, AC, you're an amazing speaker. That's not the purpose. I speak because I want someone to walk away and say, man, I needed to hear that. Or, AC, you shared something that changed the way I think. And so I got that on day one. But the next day, the next day happened. Day two, I walked into the exhibitor hall and into my assigned presentation stage number 5. And guess what? Nobody showed up. Nobody. Not one person. And what's crazy is I've never told this story before. You know, I'm a seasoned speaker. I don't really want to admit stuff like that, but it happened. And you listening right now, you're the first one hearing about it. So let me tell you straight up how seeing no one in the audience feels. Not good. No bueno. Awful. It stinks. It's a horrible feeling because at that moment, you start questioning things. You start wondering, am I really supposed to be doing this? Is this what I'm called to do? And if so, what happened? Why is there nobody here? Because the contrast was so obvious. One day you see people responding, you see people tearing up, you see the impact, you see the connection. And the next day, nothing. An empty room. But I believe that's where growth happens because we all have a choice. You can allow that moment to define you, or you can ask yourself, what can I learn from this? And that thought process comes from everything I've experienced because I've had moments, enough moments in my life where things did not go the way I wanted them to. But I've learned something. One moment does not define the mission. Not at all. Here's the thing though. That empty room wasn't really what shook me. It disappointed me, but it didn't shake me. What shakes you is what comes after, because we live in a world of instant gratification. We want proof immediately. We want to know, did this work now? Did this impact somebody now? Did somebody hear me now? And I think that's human nature. When you care about something, you want to know it mattered. You want to know your effort meant something. And that's what I wanted to know. Did my effort mean something? But when you don't see the results right away, that's when the questions start. Maybe I'm not supposed to do this. Maybe I'm not qualified. Maybe I believe the hype. So here's where I have to be honest with myself. Sometimes when I don't get that feedback, when the results don't come, it starts to feel like an ego thing. And I'm starting to become honest enough with myself to admit that. Maybe it's my ego, because the lie shows up like this. Maybe this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. Why am I pouring so much energy into something that isn't really my calling? But I've learned something. Sometimes the question isn't whether you're called. Sometimes the question is whether you're willing to keep building before the evidence shows up. Because belief isn't needed when everything is going your way. Belief is needed when the room is empty. And again, that room, day two, was empty. So I want to answer a question out loud to you. What do and did I actually tell myself on the days I kept seeking for opportunities and nothing came back? I told myself, something's got to open. The right thing's got to open. And I believe, and still believe, that what you're seeking is also seeking you. Now, that's a nod to The Alchemist, but it's more than just a nice line to me. Because if I haven't found what I'm looking for yet, maybe it's because I'm still being prepared for it. Now, there's a phrase I live by, and it's this: I'll never know if I never give it a shot. When I took the leap into full-time speaking back in 2014, that was the thought that was driving me. If I never take this leap, I'll never know. And I refuse to live with what if. To me, those two words, what if, are the saddest words in the English language. What if? What if I had taken that leap? What if I had tried? Well, I don't want to die with what if. I want to die knowing I tried. I don't want to get to the end of my life and wonder what I could have done or what I could have been. So what did I do? I kept at it. Perseverance. I kept applying. Even last year, when I was looking for a position, another job, and I wasn't getting any responses, I kept applying. American Airlines, corporate positions, anything that had to do with leadership. And I kept telling myself, something's going to open up for me. And let me tell you, that's an easy thing to say, but it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to actually live. So I had to keep reminding myself, the right thing is going to happen at the right time. And that belief, well, that belief got tested. December 2025, there was a position I was sure was mine. And I kept affirming it. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. But then an email came that said, it's not yours. We've decided to go with somebody else. Now that was a gut punch, to say the least. But you know what? My brother has a saying that I lean on in those types of moments. And it's this: in the end, it's all good. And if it's not good, it just means it's not the end. And that aligns with one of my favorite scriptures, which is Romans 8:28, that God works all things together for the good of those who love him. So, not just the good things, but all things. And that's when I made a decision. I'm not going to accept defeat. Yeah, it hurts, it's a gut punch, but I'm not going to tell myself that this is where my life stops. So I kept going because I believe the right thing would show up at the right time. And if you're in a season right now where nothing is adding up, I need you to believe that too. Now, I recently read something that connected with me, and it said this: work well done does good to the man who does it. Now think about that. Notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say that work gets promotions. It doesn't say that work gets recognition. It doesn't say that work gets applause. It says work changes the worker. Now that is powerful, because sometimes we believe the only reason we're doing the work is because of what we'll receive on the other side. The title, the platform, the opportunity, the recognition. But what if the work itself is the thing that's shaping you? Every speech, every article, every podcast episode, every hour reading, every workout, every conversation, every moment you choose to keep going when nobody's watching you work, that is what's shaping you and is building something inside of you. The work is working on the worker. That is why I can look back and realize that nobody can steal my growth. Yeah, people can delay opportunities. People can say no to me. People can choose someone else, but they cannot stop the growth happening inside me. Because the work you do, I want you to hear this, the work you do shapes you into somebody, whether or not anyone else is watching. That's the part that matters for you right now. Wherever you're listening from, the trying is doing something to you. You trying, you working is doing something to you, even when it isn't doing anything for you. The work is working on the worker. You're being built. Even in the seasons when nothing else seems to be happening the way you want it to. Now, that idea that the work itself is what matters, not the trophy at the end, reminds me of a story I recently read in the book Never Enough by Andrew Wilkinson. Now, Andrew writes about listening to a podcast where Matt Damon talked about the moment he won the Academy Award for writing Good Will Hunting. Now, Matt was just 27 years old. I want you to think about that, 27. And he had already done something that most people in Hollywood chase their entire lives and never touch. He won an Oscar. But what stood out to me wasn't his win. It was what he said he felt in that moment. Relief. Not just excitement, not just happiness, relief. And it wasn't because he wanted to be remembered as one of the youngest to ever win an Oscar. No, that wasn't the case. The reason was deeper than that. You see, later that night, when he was alone with his trophy, the excitement wore off. And that's when he realized something. Even an Oscar couldn't give his life meaning. It couldn't tell him who he was, because in the end, it was just still a trophy. And that realization set him free. From then on, he wasn't chasing any more gold statues. He was now chasing the craft. He wanted to become a better storyteller, doing work that actually lasts. And that story hit me because I think we do the same thing. Maybe it's not an Oscar. Maybe it's a title, a position, a promotion, a certain level of success where we convince ourselves, when I get there, then I'll know I'm enough. When I get that position, then people will finally see me. When I get that opportunity, then I'll finally know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But what if the thing you're chasing was never supposed to define you? What if it was supposed to come after you already knew who you were? And that story made me reflect on my own journey. I became an assistant principal when I was 24 years old. And there were definitely people who questioned it. You're too young. What do you know? What can you teach us? And I understood why they asked those questions. Leadership at that age isn't a common thing. But one thing I did know was this. I was willing to do the work. Everything I had achieved up to that point came because I showed up and did the work. I served. I learned. I put in the work. And for more than 20 years now, I've led. I've worked with students. I've worked with teachers. I've developed people. I've made decisions. I've impacted communities. But sometimes we forget to celebrate what all God has already done in our lives, what he's accomplished in our lives, because we're so focused on the next thing. And that's where I found myself. That's what I found myself doing, thinking maybe becoming a principal is what'll prove I'm successful. Maybe the next title is what'll prove I'm capable. Maybe the next position is what'll prove that I belong. But then I had to stop and ask myself a harder question. What am I actually chasing? A title or impact? Because those are two completely different things. And good thing though now I know. There's no version of my life where I need to spend the next 20 years chasing the title of principal to prove I can lead. I already have. I've lived that. I don't need the trophy like Damon. I don't need the trophy anymore. I got it in my own way. I already got it early. And I don't need to win it again at 90. Maybe that's why this season of my life has felt different. Because I'm not chasing the title anymore. I'm chasing impact. And that's not always easy. Because when you choose a different road, the road less traveled, there are moments when you look around and you wonder, did you make the right choice? You start asking, did I make the right decision? Am I behind? Should I have chosen the safer path? And that's where belief has to come in, because belief doesn't mean you never have questions. Belief means you keep moving forward even when you don't have all the answers. Now, with regards to speaking,
I'll be honest, I still battle if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. There are still moments where I wonder, why aren't more doors opening for me? I mean, come on, man. Why? You know, why aren't more opportunities coming for me? Am I really supposed to be doing this? But I've had to learn the difference between questioning the timing and questioning the calling, because those are two very different things too. And I don't think those moments are always about ego either. It's not ego. You know, it could be like, oh, you know, you just want this position. It's not that. I think they're just honest prayers like, God, this is what you've called me to do. And since this is what you call me to do, will you please keep opening the doors for me? Will you please open the doors that are meant to be open and close the ones that aren't? And help me. Help me trust you in this process, because I've already lived the other side of needing to prove myself. 24 years old. I led. So I already know I can lead. I already know I can serve. I already know I can make an impact. The question now isn't, can I do it? The question is, who am I going to impact? And that's a completely different question, because titles come, titles go, positions change, but impact, the lives you touch, the people you encourage, the difference you make, that's what lasts. So how do we stop needing everyone else's approval? How do we stop needing the room to confirm us? Here's what I've come to believe. When you don't find what you're seeking, when you don't get what you're asking for, and when the door you're knocking on doesn't open, that doesn't mean nothing is happening. Sometimes the greatest work is happening without you even knowing. There is work being done inside you. You're being prepared. You're being developed. You're being built. And it's easy to say that. I know. Trust me. I know. It's an easy thing to say. It sounds good, doesn't it? But it's a hard thing to live, because when you're in the waiting, it doesn't feel like preparation. It feels like rejection. When the email says no, it feels like failure. When the phone doesn't ring, it feels like nobody cares. When nobody notices, it feels like maybe you don't matter. But hear me, you don't need the title. You don't need the platform. You don't need the applause. You can still make an impact today. You can impact your family. You can impact your coworkers. You can impact the person standing next to you. You can bless someone's life right now. The mission doesn't start when everyone else notices you. The mission starts when you decide to be faithful with what's in front of you. Now, there are two moments I want you to see, and I want you to see both, because the space between them is where belief actually gets built. Take you back to TASPE, Texas Association of Secondary School Principals Conference, day two, empty room. It would have been easy to call that day a failure because no speaking engagement came out of it. In fact, no one heard me speak, but on day one, people told me it was powerful. People told me they needed to hear my message, and that should have been enough. But the ego is a part of me that says it's not. However, I saw tears. I saw the faces, so I knew somebody needed that word of encouragement. And therefore, that's what kept me going, even the next day when the room was empty, when the room was silent. So you have to remember this. An empty day isn't your whole story. It's just another day. It's just another part of the story. So keep going. Now, there's Bakersfield. I love speaking in Bakersfield. I love the community, the coordinator, the hunger the families have to better their lives for their kids. I love it. Now, after I spoke in Bakersfield one time, there was a woman who came up to me after I finished my presentation, and she asked me, "Can I pray for you?" And I said, "Absolutely." And as she prayed over me, she told me, "This is your calling." Now, she said it in Spanish, and there's something powerful about Spanish to me. It just sounds more powerful. Hearing those words in Spanish, it was very powerful. They hit differently. It's more tender, more personal. And she said, "You have a calling," in Spanish. Tienes un llamado. And what impacted me about that moment was this. She didn't know me. She knew me from my presentation, but she didn't know my struggles. She didn't know the moments where I wondered, am I really supposed to be doing this? Is this really my calling? But she saw something. She saw the message. She saw the purpose. She saw the passion. And you can't fake that. And you can't fake the kind of sincerity that she had. You can't fake someone being moved to pour into you like that. So in that moment, I thought, okay, God, thank you. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Thank you for that lady who was led to pray over me. So when I'm in a season of not finding what I'm seeking, I go back to moments like that where I'm reminded, this is your calling. See, sometimes we're so focused on doors that haven't opened that we miss the evidence of the doors that God, He already opened. You're looking for the crowd, God sends one person. You're looking for the platform, God sends encouragement. You're looking for validation, God sends confirmation. So let me ask you, what are you building right now that nobody seems to notice? What dream are you working toward? What brick are you laying that feels invisible right now? Maybe you're waiting for someone to say, I see you. I see you. Maybe you're waiting for the promotion. Maybe you're waiting for the opportunity. Maybe you're waiting for somebody, anybody, to notice your efforts. But maybe you are already seen. You just haven't caught up to it. Unseen doesn't mean insignificant. Unseen means unfinished. It means the story isn't done being written yet. The third brick is simple, seen, but the foundation underneath it is belief. The brick you're missing might not be a door opening. It might not be a booking, a job, a promotion, or somebody finally noticing. It's not that. The brick you're missing is belief. You've got to believe in yourself today, in the waiting, before anybody else catches up to what you already know is true. Because the room will be empty sometimes. The email will come back with a no. The door will stay closed, but that doesn't mean the work is wasted. The work is working on you. So keep building. Keep believing, because sometimes the brick you're missing isn't a title or a yes or an open door. It's belief. So here's my question for you. What brick will you lay this week? That about wraps up another episode of Mission Driven. If this episode gave you something to hold on to, I need you to do me a huge favor. Don't keep it to yourself. I need you to share it with somebody. I need you to hit that subscribe button, like button if you're on Spotify, and follow wherever you're listening to this podcast so you don't miss the next piece. Again, if you know somebody right now who's building in silence, who feels like nobody's watching, I need you to share this episode with them right now, ASAP. You might be the door that finally opens for them today. I'm Dr. AC Cristales, and again, this is Mission Driven. I'll see you next time. And as always, I wish you nothing but faith, hope, love.